David, D-A-V-I-D, G-I-N-N, Ginn, 3466. Today's 8/12/2022. Chief complaints, headache, number one, nausea, number two, leg pain, number three, fever, number four, cough, number five, my congestion is worse, number six, headache, number seven, dizziness, next one is palpitation, next one is tachycardia. Our patient is a 56-year-old gentleman. He's a pipe fitter. He's been working in the office. He's been trying to lose weight so he can not use his sleep apnea machine. And he's been successful in losing about 10 to 12 pounds, period. In the paragraph, since yesterday, he's been developing above-mentioned symptoms, and he's quite concerned about COVID-19. Allergy, none. Social, he does drink every day. He doesn't smoke. He's married. His wife is not sick. Surgery, only tonsils. Immunization, COVID immunization, up to date times three jabs, medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, gastroesophageal reflux, COPD, asthma, history of insomnia. Under surgery, also put down, he's had the Nissen's, N-I-S-S-E-N procedure for GERD. Medication, he takes metformin, 1,000 milligrams twice a day. He's not taking simvastatin, taking aspirin, 81 milligrams a day. He's taking Trilogy, one puff a day. He takes albuterol as needed. He also has a nebulizer. He takes testosterone shots monthly or every 2 weeks. He takes Coreg, 25 milligrams twice a day, Ibersartan, 300/12.5 once a day, Protonix, 40 milligrams once a day. Family history, coronary artery disease, dementia in mom, dad has heart disease, just recently had a fall, and since then has had issues with his mind. They found out that he had an intracranial bleed, required a shunt placement. Let's see, review of system as above. He's 224 pounds, down 12 pounds, as I noted above, 95%, 102.6, 16, 122, 134. 132 over 96, blood pressure slightly elevated, heart positive, so tachycardic lungs, clear lung fields, abdomen is soft, but tenderness noted over the epigastric area, skin shows no rash, and mucosa with division, logical non-focal, skin shows no edema. Assessment number one, COVID-19 is positive. Number two, treat with Paxlovid. Number three, meds reviewed. He's not on simvastatin, so we don't have to worry about stopping it. Number four, Rocephin 8 gram now. Next one is Decadron 8 milligram now. Next one is Lofina, 25 milligrams, two tablets, three times a day as needed for fever. Next one is may mix Lofina with Tylenol, but not with Motrin in big letters. Next number is sleep apnea, not using his CPAP because he's doing better as he's lost weight. He's not interested in restarting. Next number, blood sugar has been stable with metformin with weight loss. His last hemoglobin A1C was stable. Next one is hypogonadism under testosterone, under replacement. His last hemoglobin A1C was 7. Hypogonadism under treatment. Next number is gastroesophageal reflux stable. Next number is palpitation related to current infection. Next number is echocardiogram, no change from last year. Next number is because of severe dizziness and family history of stroke. We looked at his carotid. There was no change from last year. Next number, fatty liver remains the same. Next number is gallbladder looks the same, no change. In face of nausea and vomiting and abdominal pain. Next number is leg pain and arm pain. Reveals no evidence of significant PVD. The pain most likely related to COVID-19. No sign of DVT noted in face of COVID-19. Next one is add vitamin D, 1,000 IU daily. Next one is add continue with aspirin, especially during the COVID-19 infection. Next one is chest X-ray today is within normal limits except for atelectasis. Right side with no evidence of pneumonia. Next number, thyroid is within normal limits. Next number is copious lymphadenopathy noted in the neck as would be expected. Next number is fine, discuss with patient at length. Next number is come back in 2 days. Next number is call if any chest pain or shortness of breath noted right away. Thank you.